Being born at the age you did your conception of race change after the movement? Were you biased to anybody or any race?
It did change. Segregation and all that. We started to be a little bit more equal to each other, to make it short. So that was the part that made me say I gotta get out of school because maybe I can make a difference along the way somewhere.
Yep. And did you ever interact with the NAACP organization?
No, because at the time that I came from, the era that I came from, it wasn't out there like, where we could get with the NAACP and stuff straight up. We just had to have a representative, somebody to represent us.
And, what, did you hear anything about, what is his name, Malcolm X, or did you ever, interact with him or go to his speeches or anything?
I didn't go to his speeches, but I heard him on the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everywhere I went, mostly they was talking Malcolm X.
So, what was your whole outcome, and what was your whole position on his positions and his thoughts and their actions and their nonviolence and their sit-ins and things like that?
Well, I was with his nonviolence, and then I never thought that he was trying to be raped or anything. It was just at that time that's what it made him feel. So I love the nonviolence part because they don't solve it.
Yep.
You don't solve nothing. So we all had to come together on that. And the ones that wanted to be, show that violence, that anger, that aggression, we just kind of overlooked them and tried to, commit ourselves to the nonviolence.
Yes. So thank you. I don't think I have any further questions.
Okay, thank you. And thanks for choosing your me, Mom.
Okay. You're all welcome.
Right, I love you.
Love you.
All right.